Now that we are already about a couple weeks deep into 2020, I think it's time that we go back to the well, so to speak, and talk a little bit about book sales. And there are some myths. And, you know, whether people are saying it out loud or they're just kind of indirectly violating some of these things, they're myths nonetheless. So we need to kind of bring these out into the light so you're a little bit more aware. Because if you want to get more book sales going into 2020, you need to know these five myths and what you need to do to combat against that. Stay tuned for more in today's podcast episode.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach, Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
This is crazy. It is episode number 38 here of Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. So I am super geeked up, and man, we're in 2020. I'm already halfway through the stinking month. Are you kidding me? It's easy for me to say. I do want to, of course, start things off mentioning our sponsors here, the exclusive sponsors of Self-Publishing with Dale's Romance Publishing Academy, a comprehensive start-to-finish program on romance publishing. Whether you're a beginner or even more intermediate, the Romance Publishing Academy will develop your author brand and bring you results that will make you sell more books. Isn't that what we all want? This is not just another video course, though, here, folks. They work with you too. That's right. Two on a one on a personalized basis to best ensure positive results. They're guaranteed. Listen to this guarantee. This is nuts. Is they'll privately coach you until you recoup your investment in the program as a minimum monetary outcome. How many people are doing that anyway? Book a no-pressure call and talk to them, and you're going to be completely free to just chat with them and see what tips they're going to offer you. And listen, you're not going to be obligated to anything. And I've talked to these folks and they're so awesome. They're going to help you develop an overall publishing strategy. So whether you choose to work with Romance Publishing Academy or not, booking a call will help propel your publishing business forward. For the best first step in the process, you're going to need to download a free copy of the Romance Secrets Playbook at dalelinks.com/romance. The link is in the show notes. And I got to tell you here, this is kind of outside of the commercial and outside of the plug. I've actually got access to the video portion of their course. I'm not getting any coaching with them. Sadly, our schedules don't align, but I was able to consume some of their video course, and it is freaking phenomenal. It's put together. It's so thorough, and I'm going to tell you folks this, white hat 100% of the way. That was what was so important to me in actually aligning myself with Romance Publishing Academy, that they were doing white hat tactics, none of this black hat stuff. So this was just reassuring to me. All right, well, let's go ahead and talk about getting more book sales in 2020 in these 5 minutes, because man, I just started pumping these things up. We are going into this new year, and I think a lot of people have their New Year's resolutions, and most of them include business goals of some sort, or even some of you that are, you know, hobbyists in this specific business. You are trying to level up your stuff, and I don't want you going into this all half-cocked and thinking certain ways. We need to correct that mindset and get you a bit more self-aware about the direction you're going to want to take your self-publishing business. So let's go ahead, and I'm going to do it in no order of importance, because all five of these, I'm going to tell you, a lot of people are guilty of it. So let's start it out with number one, organic sales. Okay, so folks, back in 2013 to 2014, organic sales was super possible. You could go into this business, publish a book, and have no issues in actually getting sales just by, you know, tapping into a niche. Those days are gone, folks. It's gone. Millions upon millions upon millions of books have actually been uploaded since, and now it's tougher than ever to actually be heard above the noise. So if you're relying on just publishing and praying for the best and getting organic sales, I'm just going to tell you, it's not going to happen. Can you get organic sales? Absolutely. Will you be able to make a living out of it? No, you will not be able to make a living out of it. Now, you're probably going to run into your best friend's cousin's sister's husband's wife is, you know, crushing it, and they don't have to do any ads, and all they did was publish things. They are the unicorns of the business. There are a few exceptions to the rule. It's like the lottery winner. You know, there's going to be some people that are just that lucky, but the vast majority of us are not going to be able to rely on organic sales. So what do you need to do to actually get the sales? You're going to have to start marketing and promoting. That's what it comes down to. And, you know, I'm not telling you that you need to go broke trying to get your book out there, but you need to be more visible. So think about things like podcast interviews, conferences where you can actually meet up and network with other people inside your business or even outside of your business. Think about any type of workshops that you can run or even say book clubs that you can join. Those are going to be the best ways to actually get more sales to your book versus just hoping that people are going to show up. Number two, ads. Okay, so I'm not saying ads are all bad, okay? It's when you try to do ads without knowing what you're doing. And yeah, we're in a pay-to-play world right now. So if you want to win at this game, you're probably going to want to do ads. But you're going to need to temper your expectations with the reality. And the reality is this: if you don't know what you're doing, then you're going to lose a lot of money and a lot of money fast. So when you're going into ads, what I would recommend is start with one avenue and master it before you start to spread out into other areas. Don't expect to go over into Amazon advertising and plunk in thousands of dollars in your first month and get great results. I don't care if you've taken the best course in the entire world and they told you to do XYZ. You need to start with baby steps. Don't throw in thousands of dollars. What I would recommend is starting out maybe $1 to $5 per day, and you're going to be doing it with the intent of learning the process, of actually getting to know how to do Amazon ads, and just expect to lose the money. Because as you're putting in, say, $5 or $10 per day, it's so you can analyze the results and figure out where are you performing best and where are you performing worst? And you're going to tweak it as you go. And you're going to start to understand the process so much better than if you were just to blindly put up ads and expect the best. So it's not me trying to tell you that ads aren't worth it. Ads can be worth it, but only with the right tools at your disposal. So, and this seems like a promotional type thing where I'm talking about Romance Publishing Academy yet again. This is also available inside the DIY Publishing course, my own course, where, you know, Romance Publishing Academy and myself share one thing in common, and that is we believe that it's going to take marketing and promotion to get things going, but you got to learn, start from square one and start to build up on top of that. Be willing to learn the system and be willing to, of course, lose a little bit of money in the process, because that's what's going to take. You know, you're going to take a little bit of time, or you can hire somebody out that actually knows how to do it. All right, number three, this is a third myth, keywords. Oh my goodness. I see so many people that will go and they buy Publisher Rocket with the thought that Publisher Rocket's going to solve all their issues. Yeah, Publisher Rocket's great. I'm not throwing shade on it. It's one of my favorite tools. But it's kind of like the ads. If you don't know what you're doing with it, then chances are very likely you aren't going to be successful with it. People think that if they get the right keywords placed on their book, that they're going to get more book sales. Keywords make your book more discoverable, but it doesn't make it more sales worthy. So let's say you've got all the right keywords in the world and you get discoverable and you've got a junk cover, or your ad copy is garbage. Or let's just face it, you chose the wrong keywords. The audience that shows up to it says, that's not the book for me, and they deuce out. They're good with that. So just know this, that just because you grab just the right keyword doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get book sales. Remember, keywords help with discoverability. It doesn't help with selling more books, okay? Because you got to make sure all those other elements are going to be in place, and that includes a good cover, good book description, aka ad copy, and get a good price point that's going to be honoring the niche that you're in. And I've already said so many times before, honoring the niche, that means what are the other successful books doing within your niche? How much are they pricing theirs? Try to keep yourself competitive with them, but don't price yourself so far out of the market that you, first of all, A, ruin it for everybody else, or B, you just look like the black sheep of the crew. All right, number four. Okay, so it seems like I'm going to contradict myself, but stay with me on this one. Number four is beautiful covers. Oh my gosh, I'll tell you. Actually, I worked with a couple coaching students about a month or two ago, and they got some really stellar looking covers. And problem was, they weren't getting the sales that they were wanting. And I immediately, like, as soon as I looked at the cover, I was like, that's beautiful. And then when I actually looked at the niche, I was like, okay, I'll go ahead and I'll look this up. And then I placed that book cover right next to the other ones, and it stood out, but in a bad way. It didn't necessarily, when it's once again, honor the niche. It didn't look like it matched. We need to get it to where you're not blending in with your niche, but you also want to get it to where the readers that are looking for your book know instantly once they look at that, that's the type of book I'm looking for. There's so many things that go into play. It could be the imagery. It could be the typography, aka using the fonts that are on the cover. It could be the color choice. It could be just the layout altogether. So it's important to know that beautiful covers won't just sell books. You have to get covers that honor the niche and are appropriate for that niche. Alrighty, so before we do jump in and go on beyond this, I just want to let you know that, hey, join me every Saturday on YouTube for the broadcast. I do a live broadcast at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Universal Time Coordinated, minus 5 at this point. And you can actually join me at dealinks.com/live every Saturday, 12 p.m. And of course, I'm actually recording this podcast right now on twitch.tv/self-publish, and you actually can get a preview of what is going to be coming up and get a little bit of chit-chat with me and question and answer. It's a little bit more lighter. We do that every Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, that's at twitch.tv/self-publish. You can actually go into the videos section and not only just get to hear the podcast, you actually get to see it. You get to see some of the setup and some of the production that I do afterwards. So do that for me. Join me every Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, twitch.tv/self-publish. All right, so let's get to the final myth. And this one right here, I'm just going to take a deep breath because I need it. It is quantity. Now, it seems like I contradict myself again. You're like, but Dale, you said that the more assets that we have out there, the more likely we're going to be discovered and the more profitable our business is going to be. Yes, but here's the issue is you need to have proof of concept before you start scaling any business whatsoever. So I've seen numerous authors out there that have had dozens upon dozens upon dozens upon dozens of books and are barely making $100 per month. And that's crazy. You're scaling a business that hasn't been proven yet. So quantity should never come into the equation until you've found something that is working. And then you double down on it. So for instance, the 90-day home workout plan was one of my big hits. And that actually was released around early 2015. And one of the things my coach and mentor, Jason Brock, actually had done was he looked in my catalog. And the very first thing he noticed was 90-day home workout plan. Because the other ones were kind of pulling a little here, pulling a little there. And he just said, double down. I need you to go back to the well on that and create some more assets that are just like this one because it is a proven commodity. So that's going to be the same for you is go into your catalog, figure out what is selling and double down on that specific thing. But until you actually have a winner, you should not start scaling your business. You got to know the intricacies of this business before you start scaling to, you know, ridiculous proportions. I see this a lot over in the no content, low content publishing community. People that are putting out thousands upon thousands of books every week, yet they're not even breaking $1,000 in earnings per month. Are you kidding me? Stop. Stop. You're wasting your time. You're wasting Amazon's, you know, cloud space. And you're just making a bunch of noise in the marketplace. Don't start scaling and doing quantity until you have proof of concept on something. And then, and only then, do you scale. But scale slowly. I know this is the age of instant gratification, and I know you want to be making some money hand and fist, but you can't learn anything if you don't slow down and learn the process. Find out, oh, what's going wrong and what's going right. Alrighty, so That is the five myths I wanted to kind of cover today. Hey, listen, as you're listening to me here in your ear holes, I want you to, of course, subscribe or follow me on your preferred podcast platform, and do me a favor, leave a review. It'd be awful nice of you. I do read these reviews. I said the last couple of weeks, like, I was going to get some more reviews out. I was going to read them, and I keep forgetting to do it. By gosh darn it. So I know I got to keep this family friendly. All right. In the meantime, hey, this is always a blast to be able to talk to you here on the podcast. And do me a favor, if you're actually on social media, just tag me, Self-Pub with Dale, over on Twitter, Instagram, or even on Facebook. And let me know that you're actually listening to this podcast. Mean the world to me. Actually, I heard somebody for the first time in my self-publishing books group where they were like, oh, I follow your podcast. I was like, get out. I didn't think anybody listened, even though I'm seeing thousands of downloads per month. But nobody ever says anything, so that means the world to me. A big shout out to all of you that are listening to me. So, hey, this has been episode 38, and this has been Dale of Self-Publishing with Dale, and I will talk to you next week.
You've been listening to the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock-solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.